We hold it from the sugya of Graf Shuri. Okay, Makdum first, the sugya of Graf Shuri we're starting now. Bereshit, next time, Sunday, we'll finish off its Inyan. Only living half of it now. We have the sugya numerous times in Shas, six times. So first, the tight words, Bereshit Milas, what it means. Rei, Graf Shuri, the Rei means Tzaya. And the Graf means basically the bucket, the container that holds the Tzaya. That's Graf Shuri. Well, the other lashon is the Ovid Shomer Glaim. Glaim is Glaim. The Ovid is the bucket that holds it. So to get the Muksa, we have a Muksa Machmas Gufay, Klishim Machmas Isser, a Kamlon Kazal, and they have a Heter of called Graf Shuri. That means you can go pick it up the Yidayim, this bucket. What? We have pieces of Muksa, living cases. And we have a Heter on Muksa of Graf Shuri. That means whether it's the bucket you want to pick up, or the Daif over here you want to pick up, you pick up Yidayim, it's Ke'in Nichol in the Heter of Kavod Avrius. First question is, what defines the definition of Graf Shuri? A basic question, the way to say it over, they say, is it Nichol in the Gedo of Inimus? Something that's lack of pleasantry, it's not so nice, not perfect. That's the Gedo of Graf Shuri. But the Gedo is the most, it has to be repulsive, disgusting. What is Graf Shuri? Is it repulsive? Well, something that's just Inimus? Not so nice, not as pleasant. Coming from Azam, they answered his question to Tula Shabbos, and he wrote, the Gedo is inimus, lack of pleasantry, so bring your eye off. The Graf Shuri itself, the bucket, every house has this bucket of rear, they added it around. The fact they have it around, we see the Gedo over here is inimus. And then, for this example, they have a hammer and nails on the table, on the floor, that's inimus, that's Graf Shuri. One hammer says no, a couple, yeah. Says you have a candy wrapper on the table, that's inimus, that's Graf Shuri. A candy wrapper is nichol nisoid of Graf Shuri, and live on Shabbos. You want to take it and clean up on Shabbos, pick it up, eat time, and come and smoke it, put it in the garbage. No problem. He said example of a candy wrapper. An example was a hammer and nails. Hammer, patish, mismarim. Seems that way also from Moshe, that he says, let's say, you're not makbid by it, your wife is, and you want to, and she has orchim coming, you want to take it off. There's also the nichol neged over here of Rav Shuri. The Chodeshani says, something that's gorm that gosh loy ni'ima, something that's not pleasant, that's nichol neged over here. And therefore, the Tetulah Shabbos means that the ged is uncomfortable. Hilchos Muksa says the ged is discomfort. We'll step by step. There's one simple mahalach over here that the people go with the get of Graf Shuri, the head of Mimutal to be dying, which let's say you do need it when it's not a mukhim diwasai. I mean, this is the only doctor mukhim diwasai with its call. You have to understand Graf Shuri. The definition is something that's not that pleasant. They want to bring rice to this, two different sugyas. One we had a gemon from Kavdal of an Aleph, according to Rav Nechemya. The gemon over there said, Rav Nechemya said it cannot be Mutal to flee only if it's Ikedash Mishoi. Whether it's Tashmash of Yusuf, Rashi, Tashmash of Rogel, Taisvis. Tomorrow, how in the world do you clean up Ka'aris and plates and Shabbos from the table? How do you take them off? And the Gemara, you know you take them off, it's a Graf Shuri. Now, you could stop playing once in a while when you eat, it might be disgusting your place on the table. But there are times, certainly, that the plates on the table are not necessarily get up being mo'ed. And therefore, it's a Kamlon that the Pnei Shomim, the Kamlon right from this Gemara. The definition does not have to be mo'ed. Some of it's not inimus. You have place stuff on the table, you take them off, the Gemara's calling it a head of Graf Shuri. Says the Pnei Shur, we have one rash and one sugyah. And they point out, the Rashba says, how in the world do we take our pots that are in our kitchen and move them place to the place that were used? He says, you know why? The sugyah of the place where I have Nechemya. And the Be'alokha means it down, Lokha Ma'isa. So you see the idea of these pots and plates, how can you move? Because they're Graf Shuri, Agam. They're not Mois. They have a second sugyah. By the case of Shur Kais, the Gemara discussed, according to one man, the Yomar, you cannot invite a guy on Shabbos. If you invite him, he'll drink wine, and he'll take his bread and dip it inside, have room left inside this kais over here, you have shur kais, and there is shur bano. The Gemara says, the mice must be metatos graf shuri. The kid can eat us a graf shuri like a chila. The Gemara is saying shur kais, you have a cup, some yain and little room inside, and they call that graf shuri. They point out to the chudshani, of course, not disgusting. It's like any leftover in a cup is just not nice. You want to wash it out, you want to put it away in the cup. It says the chutzpah we have a right to get over here is something that's loy ni'imos, that's not nice, not pleasant. Why the point not also l'alocha? The question is how in the world do we ever sweep on Shabbos? So come along, the Rashi says the reason why we sweep on Shabbos is because nichol in the head of graf shuri'i, also being metal to muksa. And the other numerous reason why we do sweep other attainments on the sugya amongst them, one reason I bring down, and the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shin Lamed Zayin and the Chazanish says, reason why, mitzvah the Rashba. Sweeping on the house on Shabbos, nifl graf shuri, now sometimes your floor might be disgusting. But derek klal, or numerous times, it's not. The kamel chazal, and the place we're bringing down is the head of sweeping on Shabbos. So it seems we have one mahalas, certainly in klal Yisrael, the definition over here is e nimos, is the definition of graf shuri. Shlomo Zalman is very clear about that. But the Shani is very clear. Lechor, we have two sukkahs, and place can go this way. Atzadah Shani, come on to our Koshulchan, it says, a person that tzayas l'shul susim, you have a horse dung inside your house, he says that's not graf shuri. Why, it doesn't stink. That mice is not, there has to be something that really stinks. It has to be moths. That's not graf shuri. So your mama says tzaya, everyone knows it's dung in your house. But that's even other animals that really stinks. This one does not get a graf. Come on, go have your soul. It says, mice look the case in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Lamadalek. What's the case of graf? Called them a ton of kagan rio. That's dung. Kea, throw up, tzaya. Those are cases. A geitzeber, the case in Shulchan Aruch, what? I think that are most disgusting, repulsive. That's the case in Shulchan Aruch. No one come along in Shulchan Aruch, come along and say the case is, a candy wrapper on the floor. It says throw up on the floor. That's a massive difference between a candy wrapper and throw up. Come along the Lichas Olam about Yosef says Yesh Mishu waits to those of someone say Inimus is some person out there. I know he says come on the Sugya, come on the Hers. Come on Shevet Akasi says he says Shem Godel Echad, doesn't want to say who it is. Says he gets Inimus. That's what Shlomo Zalman actually says. I don't know what you're talking about. Go look around. The ghetto has a ghetto Molis Mamish. Way to point out, look where this before Shetaza when Taz is cussing by something that's Muksa Machmas Mios. Machloik is a Yehuda Shimon, we hold there's no real muksa in Machmas Mias. In fact, the Taz, Lamaisa, let's be matured, even if there is, we talk Graf Shuri. So the Taz, no, why? Because Graf Shuri is even more than Mias. Muksa Machmas Mias is something that's Mias. That we have to come under the Shimon is no muksa. Well, Graf Shuri, that's not a head to Muksa Machmas Mias. That's something that's just repulsive, says the Taz. In Rishon Taz. Come to Makor Chaim, and he says, the loch is that we have to have Mois. The Rashba says you can move your place and your pots and Shabbos. Mekor Chaim, the Chavazir, that's moss? That's disgusting. It says in Mekor Chaim, it means on the basis of when you have paint the floors in your house, you want to come up to the head of a graf shuri. Mekor Chaim, that's moss? That's disgusting. So again, so we have Parkeret, Atzadah Sheni, we have place with Vanenu, very clearly quote Shlomo Zalman, and say, look at the Mekoros over here, look at the Taz, look at the Mekor Chaim. And they also said, we have two Gemaras like us, two Rayas to us. The Gemara Daf and Mizayin, the Gemara discusses when you have a shovel, a dustpan, you have upper on top of it, one with a tablet. The Gemara wants to say, Mitzal Sugya of bosses, can you go do it or not? In fact, the Gemara Lamaisa, you have this upper with maybe Eitzim inside, you have a Wakim with Tatal's Graf Shuri. So the Gemara, you know why you can't? It's not Moos. You have dirt around, it's not moist. Before she wants to see, we need the definition of moist. As like that, it says the Pnei Shua. Pnei Shua, they have a black and white Gemara that way. Another way they come, the look is you find chometz in the house on Pesach, what do you go do with it? Take it clean, you cover it. Back to Sheva Kossi, against this Godel Echol, and say, Inimus, having chometz in your house, doesn't it bother you? Isn't it a lack of pleasantry? A candy wrapper bothers you. I'll ask you, you come, you have bread inside your house that you try to get rid of. As soon as the nichol, they get a graf shuri. A kamel shukhan off says, no, we have no wet, you have to cover it. Why don't you move it out for your night? It's interesting that Shlomo Zalman himself is the question, Mitzvah Shleimon, Chelik Beis upon himself. Says no, it has to be in Nimos Mitzad Gashmias, not Mitzad Ruchnias. We don't take into account our emotions and our feelings. We take into account how exactly we feel in this halacha. We have to look at the essence. It has to be disgusting per se in Gashmias over here. What? So nice. They point out first the Chura. It's very clear where Machlokes are placed. So that's very clear over here. Again, there's this is one a third raya. Those who want to say to be good and moist, interesting raya. You have to know really how to answer it. That we come, we learned a sugya, we came across already that the only time we ever had to kick your tinnik is by the case of a mace. Only a mace, that's where you pass him. I have a question. You're sitting in your house with a mace in front of you. Why is it moving up inside the sugya of graf? If it's inimos, I assume certainly inimos to have a mace in front of you. So why just move it up inside the sugya of graf? Even if it's moist, it's not clear why it's not in the sugya of graf also. I bet him there's a bialocha, the bingzan of iri. That says by a navel that you have in front of you, that's a mace. He said, "Let move out. Let's have a sugya of graf." So it's before Shmiri that way. So he wrote to Chaim Kanievsky and Maisa, "Why don't we have a head over here? Let's have a sugya of graf shuri." So he wrote back to us, "Ingzen nikra graf shuri. A mace is not a graf shuri." We asked him why not. He says it isn't. Maybe it just means you can't tell a person. The whole idea is, well, it's garbage. A bus of a dom, a gamut of mace, is not garbage. That's why I see also because Keshuba now brings down from a godless Elio. He says maybe it's different again for other than someone like him, and he can't ask cover the mace. It's not that secure. But if it goes, Inim or Silim doesn't make any sense. He's not clearing what's together moist. But mice again, poor we have over here, different machalis, a place can clearly is a getter inimus, lack of pleasantry, or the getter over here of grashuri, the getter of most, disgusting over here. And then they point out, what? Take it out. Yes, it's in front of you. During your meals on the side over here. I'm trying to eat. I assume if you're trying to eat the mace next to you, you'll try to eat as quickly as possible and leave. Because you don't feel comfortable having a mace next to you. That's not just Asruchnius, that's also Asgashmius. Before, if it's Eni, we certainly want to have an autograph. Maisa Bneishur, in that, they point out again, Pashmi have Machloikis Asugis over here. That from Zion, the Gemara is very clear, that the Gedas be Mois. Yet in the case of these plates over here, where we have Nechem and Kukhov Dald, the Gemara is calling it Nechem Gedas Graf Shuri, before the Gedas Eni Mos. So, I don't see anyone bringing down Bneishur. Bneishur really points out, according to the series of Asugis, Bneishur not based on Manal says, put one Sugis against all the Sugis. I mean, this machlokes achoinim is manenu, and the bringing rayas, they try not to answer each other's rayas, but they sure point out before the two different sugyas over here. One thing very clearly, you have a dustpan with dirt inside, what's the halacha? It's not crap, it's not mos. The mos is your plate on the table, that is in the chogeda of inimos. Now, just, you could answer a kind against the makilim. We'll get to that also. We'll have to find that. Maybe next quarter, because we didn't really learn the law as a graph per se.
You can answer the question, right?
No, not more.
Different people
have it's hard to say that Nehemiah's head to all plates, it's talking about all cases of Nehemiah, right?
No, for them.
Not for them. Nehemiah said, how do we anybody, any time, clean the plates? So again, he could tell me certain times it's moist, but it's saying anybody. Hash means anybody. Now, it could tie into the idea of plates in the Gemara, in the case of Shir Kais in the Gemara, those are two rice in the Makilim. Maisi, look around the Loch, it's not brought down the Loch. Plates not brought down into the Graf Shuri. The case of Shir Kais not brought down. Now, we'll get back to Shir Kais, why it's not brought down the Loch, it's a separate reason. But Maisi, the case of plates not brought down, Maisi is not that simple. The Bialocha does bring it down. He says, by pots you can move, watch the Rajma from plates, and he says, you know what? There's more Kukhav Dalam Nalav. The Bialocha we have in Shin Chesiv Gimel, he says, Mukhar is Kukhav Dalam Nalav. So Bialocha does bring down this Gemara plate for Locha, negate the pots. Now, it's very, what pots are we discussing over here? Come over us on Shuman Chel Galaf, and he says, that Stam Kderes was Manashas was a Kderes al Kheref, a pottery pot. And therefore, all our pots do not have a heter graf shuri. While all our kitchen, we have pots over here, we have these plastic pots, containers, or we have these metal pots over here, so there's no heter graf shuri. No heter. Why has it to be something that's mamash echeres? Echeres was something that's moist, so it was disgusting. Our pots are left over, they're not disgusting. And the chelik yud aleph, the new ones that just came out this year, he comes along and defends himself, they write back to him, because no, he answers all the rights against him. The whole heter, the bialocha, is doctor what? Nekder shocheres. Atzela Shani, Pashas Gatu. So actually, come on, Noman Zilber, Nozin Ruin Shuman Chelik Yudal, and he writes about Rabbonis at Sarachin. So, Bisman Shas, the pots were also warm at Dachas, and therefore, the get over here is also any pot that's just not nice, and he wants to have a it goes in any pots over here, and therefore, the Lord goes away, the steamers to Swarm are that way, Shemir Shabbos, Arukh Shabbos. The Pashas, what he said in the Machlekis, Inimus, or Mois. The come on, the Rabbonis says, pots in the house, in the metal, they're not nice, on the counter, they're round. No. I mean, disgusting. They need Kerish Racheres. Kamal Zilman says, it's not nice, right? Grav Shuri, why don't you have the head over here? So it sounds like this whole Bialocha, Kaderi have a head over here, the Shell among the Chorinim had to apply this head. Seems as swamp took the Bialocha as is. As is, all parts. Vazan says, no, they get a theme, boys, mamish. Now, could be just maybe in between. So Zalma took it to the extreme of Inimos, of the case of a candy wrapper. It could be that even the makina, what a lot of dafka as positive from Zalman, means something that's not lack of pleasantry. The kid has to be something that's just not nice. For example, when you eat at a Shabbos meal after you left over at the table, the things on the table, you come to someone's house that has things on the table, it's not nice. Not nice could be not as kal as from Zalman says. From Zalman says you have one wrapper around. It's very hard to end up being a getter of Rav Shuri. Could be the makilim are not going as Mekel Shlomo Zalman, they're coming at Jaffa at a little bit of a higher level or mill level. It has to be something that's, you walk in, it's not nice. It has to be disgusting. It has to be not nice. And usually, after you finish eating, nickel together, not nice. It could be like maybe a middle level over here that some people are really referring to. Feed the makilim, according to Arkha Shulchan of Adonai. It says, you have soya in your house of Sosim. No, that's not a nickel together, Graf Shuri. But there certainly is a clear machlokes going on. What is the get over here? Others discuss it to Eliezer, Rav Shurim, by both Tzorachi and how exactly what the getter is. But second Shiloh, in Graf Shuri, we know when you have a terib, the get to different halachas, the question always is the Hutchuch or the Chuyuch. For example, by Bekoach Nefesh, Tumchal, Shabbos, Al-Svachaybem, Shiloh, among the Ushainim, the Hutchuch, the Chuyuch, but Ikra, we pass him the Chuyuch. You have a Shiloh in the get to Atzei Dei Choloisisei, Machlok Ushainim is the Hutchuch, the Chuyuch, but Ikra, we pass him the Hutchuch. We mentioned by Kovet Abrius when you learn Simon Shin Yubayz, a shalom among the achayim is a hutru de chuyah. We point out lepura depends. If it's negated, not kuei the raisa b'shev al taisa is to chuyah. Not kuei the abon lechur is a case of hutru. What is this? The graf shuri. It's graf shuri a sugya of hutru and b'etzem you're not moving muksa. It is mutter totally. Did it hetter over here? Well, for keret you're moving muksa. Except you have a hetter. Came the idea of Kovet Abrius to let you go move muksa. Is it the chuyah sugya? But you're ma'isa moving muksa. The hutru sugya. The ma'isa no. Is it going on over here? Come on, Shlomo Zalman, it's one of the Shulchan Shlomo, Ksav Yad. Come on, it says, about the sugi over here is a sugi of Hotcho. Because that means Mokso. The Maisha is saying some Mokso is Motor. So Maisha is Nichol Sugi of Hotcho. But Moshe, it's a Tulay Shabbos, it's a Mitzad of Hakert. The Chor over here is a sugi of Nichol to get him to Chuyo. But it is Mokso on Shabbos. Which is a lot of right. In a lot of movement, it's a sugi of Kovet of Cain, Kovet of Rias. They have a Nichol Sugi of Chuyo. Kodashani, he discussed this question, he said, Sarachi, and he has two sides, he's a Sophic. The bottom has two sides to it. So, back to this question of Hotru de Chuyo. One says Hotru, one says Chuyo, and some of Masopic. What's Nafkamina? We mentioned six Nafkaminas. One very simple Nafkamina is first, if you have an option to go get a Goy to go take out your garbage, take out a diaper, should a person go get a Goy and Yisol should not move it? If it's Sugiv Hotru, why not get Yisol go move it? Why is there no Muks over here? Sugiv de Chuyo, so the halacha should be. That go get a guy, akal kal tchila, go get a guy. So come on to Aruch HaShulchan, and he makes poshit, the loch is the person that has to go get a guy. Poshit. Because has to get a guy. That means he seems to understand it's nechol sugi of tchuyo. But Moshe l'chor the shitasa, he says it's a loch also, that you have, you should go get a guy. The minchas ditchok of Vazner and Shuba brings it, I'm sorry, and why is Shuba brings it down this way? And therefore, Chaim Kinevsky says, better go get a guy. The Shemir Shabbos, all this being down, if you have a choice, you solo a guy. Well, Maisa, go get a guy over here. The Chuyah then standing sugar is the Chuyah. If you can, stay around. That's the option. If you don't have the option, you don't have it. Now, those want to argue for two reasons. Either those want Taino, well, come along, get a safe, and want Taino, the sugar is Hotcho. Says, what are you talking about? What's the Hotcho? Get Yisrael. A second Torah, come along, Rav Sharman says, even it is Chuyah, but you want the Taino, go get a guy, go move a diaper, and Nichol also the sugar of covered it. It's not nice. Go tell the guy, do me a favor, go carry the garbage. Go ask people to go carry your garbage for you. I want to say also, therefore, you have to even mitzvah to give it for you. When I used to come along to Orch Shabbos, they bring up Shmuel Orbach and said, "Meichi taste mechadish din, go get a goy." Once Chazal say, "Have a right to go mitzvah to the Orch Shabbos," you have a right to. Don't have to go get a goy. So the whole one afkamina hutru to chuyah, go get a goy. The second afkamina is, let's say Yisrael Gadol could go mitzvah and go get a cotton, go be mitzvah. Come along to Orch Shulchan, the same line says, therefore, just like you was pushed to go get a guy, it's better to go get a cotton. Cotton is not more than Shabbos. And therefore, go get a cotton. And Chesitro puts it down. On this case, someone with a motion says, I got my grief by case of a guy, but not a cotton. But for a side reason, it's how to sugar chinuch. How in the world go get a cotton, go get a tattle, they'll think there's no mux on Shabbos. It's how they say it over here, of chinuch shabbai. Others say, no, my sir, it's mutter, it's how to sugar of hotcher over here. A third nafkamino, let's say you have a diaper in front of you, sorry, in front of you. And you have an option to go take it out, or another way, just cover it. So the person has to do, again, a kalkal tchila, not mitalt on the diaper, and go cover it over here. So come along and Gil Sefer says, I'll bring you a chloride, it's hutro. We'll get to Gemara, we'll see today. From Mishnah, the Mishnah says, if you have soya, what you go do, the Mishnah Kuflaval says, take a kli and cover the soya. Back to Gemara, I eat a graf shuri, go be mitaltal be a dayim. Well, that's the case of a chotzer, and if you want, it won't be a heter, you can not mock him to you also. Says Megillah Sefer, you see clearly, the Gemara says, you can go cover it, but don't cover it, take it out, be a dayim. says Megillah saying, "We see over here the whole shul secure. I see the locket. Echad nami, go take it out for your dime." Very clear. Atal Hasheni, they point out there's a Mishnah in Tomin, Perkei Mishnei, the Sugin end of Erevin. Over there brings down, let's say you have sheretz in the Beit HaMikdash, a place where if you touch, you won't get chorus. Come along the Mishnah over there and says, what's the person do? Go cover it. Rekta Achoinim, Be'er Sheva, Lamaisa, why don't you go take it out, be a daim? Said to Yisrael, you know why? Why take it out, be a daim? Yeah, that's graph. Go cover it. It's better go cover it, not to even talk to be a daim. Says to Tula Shabbos, he brings down the Tveris Yisrael and says, see if I cared. So the mission over here to go cover it. And the Chor, what's he saying in Machlekes? Is it Chodshu to Chuyah? He didn't answer the Gemara. Oh, so two answered. Oh, let's answer the Gemara. Very simple way. Let's say you have, so this is two ways of answering it. One, let's say you see my Shabbos meal, and you have something in front of you. Says the Gemara, go cover it. In fact, the Gemara's Graf Shuri says, take out your Dayim. I have a question. Let's say you're sitting by a meal and you have something in front of you, it can cover it. Does it still bother you? It still means? You still try to leave as quickly as possible? I don't think covering it takes away. When you have the tzayin next to you, that won't make it for echo the makom that you're eating right now. The Gemara is saying, where should go cover the tzayin? It's like, well, I go take out the graf shuri. So says, we're going to save it. Right, you can do b'dayim. No, the reason why you take me now is because it still bothers you when it's covered. That's called a makish. But imagine, if you have tzayin next to you, I think everybody here, unless I'm a funic, but I think the Messiah says, you have tzayin next to you, the Shabbos meal, it'll bother you. Like, it's covered. Like, you can see it. You know it's there. That could definitely get a graph. Or you could say a second malach. The Kamalim that I heard them all say, it's graphed up what you see. Let's say you smell it. Kamalim that I heard say, that's definitely get a graph also. Graph, if it stinks, it stinks. Stinks can be through different senses, whether it's through your eyes or through a smell. No, so he said, yeah. He said, there's two things. There's soya with the stink to it. Right. No, but it could be both. But here might even cover it. It could be some of the reason why you haven't had to grab it. Things sorry close through the kalim, but right, kids have diapers, you still smell it. So it could be in Chalam, there's no right for this Gemara against the Gila Cipher. Again, those one time, therefore, Luchor and the Machlak, so it's a question of for you. A fourth Nav Gemino, if let's say a person is able to take care of an Erev Shabbos, does he have to take care of an Erev Shabbos? For example, you have a garbage full of stuff. Come along Erev Shabbos. So first, we already mentioned a couple of times that the Loch is as Vechino Shaviyu, a person has to be making an Erev Shabbos Friday morning. We covered Shabbos after diving right away, go buy something. Void out the pasuk, it says the Chazal to bring down. First, you do something right before Shabbos, and second time, Ayachonah. It's not a second Ayachonah. Then you see that Hoga, Klal Yisrael is all meant to go to Shul with the garbage in the hand. That's Kach Noigim. Why is this Mekam in the Ayachonah the second time? Now, the question is, you have full garbage, but it's a second of Rav Shuri, maybe do you have a Chid to go take it out before Shabbos and not leave it until Shabbos, take it out on Shabbos? Come on, the Chutchan, he says, it's a second of Ain't Lysi Graf Lachatilah. Nichol, that is, take it out Erev Shabbos. If the cord might not be a graph yet.
Huh?
Cord might not be a graph. I don't think cord is a graph at all.
There's
no graph. There's no graph yet. He said, Nichol, in the concept of Einat Zagrav Lachilo, go before Shabbos. Not only how far to take it, come on Lorach HaShulchan, hold the Sugiv Tchuyo, and let's say you didn't. You said on Shabbos, who says you have a heter? Maybe I'll go, you kind of. Sarachi, and he ends off. I said, if you couldn't do it before Shabbos, you did. Who says you have a heter? Who says you have a heter? Shami Maisi said, disagrees. Could be the Shalva Hotchit Choya. If it's Choya, you should have done it before Shabbos. What's your heter over here? A interesting Nakamino is a case of, again, you can go change your kid's diaper. You can change an Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos. Maisi can made it ready. Wife wants to do a Locus Neris. Did you ever write to a Locus Neris and change the diaper? According to the Chodeshani, according to the Aruch Shulchan, you have no heter. And even if she did do it, who says you have even the right to move where it is from? Why? Why? It's a good chuyah. You should have done it before Shabbos. Why are you doing it before on Shabbos? What? The minig is even
miracle. Isn't it only on Shabbos?
Maybe an hour or so, it might be right for a cat to go eat it.
Shabbos,
yeah. Isn't it?
Isn't it on Shabbos?
It's nichel, not yisoy. And again, especially if you say it's chuyah, the Aruch Shulchan, the Shittasa, it's very good. Why are you doing that for? What? No, that would well, not.
Maybe there's a history.
Sure
not.
But
still
not. That's the question. Hey, a bit. What? No. The Hutcher is. That's Kovd Abrius. It's not Kovd Abrius, the Hutcher. Yeah. And a fifth Naf Kamino is let's take it. If a person wants to be Machmer and Shabbos, let's say, no, it is graph. You know, I'm going to be Machmer, not be without the graph. Is it? You need to be machmer. I'm required to be machmer. It's come along with Nar Shalom and said, they want to be machmer. The chesed shel sedus. Just come to Brias. Take it away. Take away your Shabbos. Come on, they don't tell you no. If your person wants to be machmer, you say, Kodesh Yom Eloi. Kodesh. Be machmer. It's like a muksa. Sounds like the argument is Chodesh Yom Eloi. It's going on Sif Lama without Machol Yom Eloi. All the Jewish Lahad have become a Shabbos, Lahakma, and Atzma, and people have become a Pseidah. Kodesh Yom Eloi. I eat the cash from a buyer, the buyer doesn't listen to Rabbi, he says. In most cases. Kodesh Yom Eloi. Sounds like you want the sugar is Chodesh Yom Eloi. And then it makes sense, Kodesh Yom Eloi. And Mashenkin goes to Chad Hotcho. Then you just stress over here. Well, those are five simple nafkamina. Is the core of the Ikan nafkamina. It's really when a person is metaltal, is there, it need to be machmin tiltum do tiltum in atzad. That's called the main nafkamina over here. That means, we know again, the law is to pick up a dive to be a dive is fine. But is there a point to go do tiltum in atzad, which is a less a kalkal tchila, do tiltum in atzad. Come on, the is question of Moshe, or Chaim Chelkei. He wrote to a badr and says, better do tiltum min atzad. Take a knife and take your shells from the table, take a knife and push them off with a knife, tiltum min atzad, what each person should do, and not pick up your dayan. Tiltum min atzad is better. The Ashbaz is way, and the Asram bring it down, the Akhdeus of Shalom Yenison. One time it's an need to go be machmer. The point out, look what it seems that way from the El Rabban, I'll stick you over here. Now, just to point out, this Indian.
Why you want to pick up the dayan with your hand?
Go, take a knife and try to move it. Because it doesn't say it's also, it says Mutu. What is the Moshe Beretu? Now,
is that like a garbage bag or a decker?
That it might be influenced your boss and how to go look at it. There's really hard. No, the point is the garbage, if it's sad, the garbage is real garbage, we'll have to get some real garbage.
That's
the boss's bag.
You think it's
the dinner? So yeah, it's the thing itself. Now, the loch we'll see in Siv Chav Zayin is that a person, what he, when he has some ways to keep us on the table, the law is the person should be menaret the tavlo. Menaret the tavlo. Let's come on the mishpura according to Taz. Let's say he wants to move the klipas for atzomas ayidei sakin. Says the mishpura the Taz nichol get of tiltum min atzad. That's a tzarech tov a heter because you want to use the place over here. You ate over here. You have atzomas over here. Take a sakin, push it away, and tiltum min atzad l'maisis motor. So people in the Mishabura have a star. The Sami is Ein Chaznish. The Chaznish, the Maestro, argues. He comes along and says, let's analyze what is the concept of Tiltum and Atzad. We saw it already in Simin Shintes of Gimel and Siv Dalad over there. We have either a case over there where it's a possible Isla Heter, and the Heter is not as Choshev the Isla is not Choshev as a Heter. And therefore, why are you picking up this Chavis over here? Because either you want to use a Chavis to have wine inside, or you need a Mokar. Or you have the case in Simin Shintes Siv Dalad. Over there, when you're picking up with the Kedah Shokach, you're picking up the Chavis because you want the Mokim. Or you want the Chavis again. But the reason why you're moving the Chavis either because you want the Chavis or you want the Mokim. That means, why are you doing Tiltul for? I'm doing Tiltul for Heter. Picking up the Chavis for the Chavis, picking up Chavis for the Mokim. So I'm doing it what? I'm picking up over here Heter. That's all I'm doing, picking up Heter. On that, Kim Luchazal, the Mekel, first do Nia, can do Nia, do Tiltul for that. In our case, you have a Thomas in front of you. What are you doing? You're taking a knife from somewhere else, you're taking it with you and pushing it away. Says the Chaznish, what is that? That's being metatal iser. I'm coming to metatal iser. The holy side of you are being metatal iser, we know why I'm coming to metatal heter. That's when you have to tell metatal sort of heter. But come along to metatal iser? There's no such heter till the metatal sort of heter. I mean metatal iser. There's no heter. I have a tzomus over here. I want to move it. I take a knife from somewhere else to go move it. That's what? I'm coming to metatal iser. When I have the chavis, I'm coming what? To pick up the chavis, because I want to use the chavis. I want to come and the chavis is black in the mokum, I'm picking up the chavis. I'm coming to move heter. It's on top of the heter something. I first do near, I can do near, I'm going to move it also. I'm coming to move what? Heter. Here, the knife's over there, I'm not coming to move the knife. The knife is somewhere else. I'm taking it, this over here, to move something. I'm coming to what? Move? Iser. From the Chaznish, it says, that's called the metatal iser. He gets involved, he said, what's the siyachas to your total? It depends what my act I'm doing. What am I coming to go move over here? And then come along in the August on the Taz, and Mishbruan says, therefore, when you clean up a table or anything, to go use a knife to go move it, it's not tilted by the Taz. What? Mishbruan, Sif Chazayin, he's down the Taz. He says, Allah is, in Sif Kuf Tezvav, according to Kuf Tezvav. Tim, who did Mamavim, are they double Achid, going to Megara, Oisim, are they Sakid, Menamapo, the Mopper, Mutter, him would talk, the Stamish Bok, which Munach Shomat, some sort of Klippim. Why did Zemmik tell to my sad, the Shari, him will serve Dava Mutter? Very clear. He wants to say the lumdus of the head of Tiltum and Tzad, because you have to say, a Mesiyak is what my Tiltum is. I'm coming to Tatal Heter, it is Tarkov a Heter, but the story of the Heter is, what's the lumdus? And my Tiltum moving Yisr. You know why? Because he asked me first, I'm moving Heter. Ask him, what's he doing? I'm moving the Chavis. I have other things around, what could I go do?
What's
Tiltum and Tzad? Chavis. With Shokak, or Chavis, and it's an Heter and Dab.
What do you come to? You come to
move the Rack? No, that's true, I'm not coming to move the Rack. I need either the Chavis to use, I'm moving this place to use the chavetz, or I need a mokum in the chavetz to come to move the chavetz because the chavetz are blocking the mokum. I'm coming to move ahead to. There's something else on top of it.
I just
wondering
why you say that I want it to be clean.
Oh, just to, I don't know,
by
clean, I'm not sure.
Or whatever, I want
this
not to be there.
No, it could be the kind of Kol HaShabbos. We see always the idea of what's define the pool that you're doing over here. You can destroy a chavetz of Shabbos, Atkat, this Nichol Gedev Soyser. You do it to get the food out, that's the Maisa Mutter. Kuwait, you want to put envelopes, get something out, that'll my sister's motor. You want to move muksa, so you have some dirt upon you, so that's not moving muksa, that's cleaning your shirt. Yet the whole Yisrael over here, and always in Shabbos, define the act that you're doing. Tell me, what am I doing? I'm moving the chavetz, I'm moving hefter. I'm moving over here, a knife, you can go move muksa, I'm moving muksa, that's what I'm doing. Tell me what I'm doing. It's a whole cook in Lechnov Shevet and Gehet Shabbos. That's first how we argue on this. There's another way to argue. We'll get back to the sugya tiltum and atzad. The grad wants to argue. It's called the yada rechta. The knife is not a tiltum and atzad. So that's what's called a lengthening your hand. He wants to argue for a separate reason. But actually, yeah, that's what how the mishmaru argues. Come on, the time of the kraw. The Chaim Pinevsky writes in his own safe in the back. The anhogus of the chaznish. The anhogus of the chaznish is that in his own house, you would tell people you want to clean the table on Shabbos. Take a knife and go push it. Take a knife and go push the cleavers off the table. That means the chaznish argues in the Mishnah Berurah and argues in the Taz, and in his own house of the Chanish and the Omnei Beis, he told them what to go do. Taz, Mishnah Berurah, go take a sakin and push off the klipas. So I'm so the Jerusha on the side over here, Maisa Kamal Lishvos Yitzchok, and he says that even though he held them wrong, he said to be noig. And the Darshi says that Chaim Tzidetsky told me that we should be, we're stammering, could go like the Taz in the Mishnah Berurah. And then he was swarmed the Yachri Yosef, Yemar Avram, Shamir Innocent, Shari Muksa, Berlio, and all this come along and say, the side of it is true, he argues, but not Lachal Maisa. Lachal Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah. So, on this case, in this case, you want to clean up in your house, it's always a cleaver, it's taken nice. So, Maisa, a friend of mine, Rossman, he wrote a letter to Chaim Kineshki and asked him, what do you mean in time to grow? Do you mean to say, if Etzim will be at Muksa and the Mishnah Berurah says, you can be some cool on them and take a cleaver, it's taken nice and push it? Means I get be machmer. Better than the head of Graf Shuri'i. Graf Shuri'i, don't come be a dime. But be machmer anyway, do a tiltum and atzad. So he wrote back, I meant to be machmer. Chumro. Better be right to pick up be a dime. I'm not going to send it on the mission where now that does. So one of the Graf Shuri'i still do tiltum be a dime. So he went to Avdaris and he told him, the Maisi is saying, Chaim told it to you. Maisi, we have this letter over here. So his first is not telling us, I mean, everything on the table is Graf Shuri'i. Tables are what? They're moist over here. So I come in, Khoil Khanish Lushtasi holds. Tables in Imos, yeah. Khoil is anything on the table is Graf Shuri. Gets a valid question, what is Graf Shuri? Is it Imos or moist? So he told us, Dardi, the one who wrote Shmos Yitzchak, he'll have to go Mavar. The Maestro's father says he did not change his prints, he left it as is, don't know what happened. She wrote to Pan Kineski a second letter, Rav Winkler. He wrote back, Rechaim, Kam Mar Bidovah Shemutel Agar Muxim Besakin. Sorry. He wrote back to us the words, the case over here is the case of graph, and still he should have acher. That means the chur, what's he understanding? That we discussed a responsibility, better go do tiltum at sad, or do tiltum be dying. Kemal Ramoshi says, go do tiltum at sad. Who else is saying that? The Chadish is saying that. That means forget it, mean machmer, even though it's a graf, still do a case of tiltum and tzad, which you have to realize is a chiddush over here. Because he, the better, is not even tiltum and tzad, which he really isn't. So Chuy can say two things. Either, circle soif, it is a tiltum and tzad, the kalkal tchilo, just doesn't have the head to a tiltum and tzad. Or you can say, oh, he is mitzar, the taz of Mishnah Berurah. He knows the archonka on him. So I'm not sure I exactly say over the lashon why he's saying that for him. After that, I see now the archonka Benu Chelgal, he has one tzad that way also in this malach of the chaznish. So, the Archa Shabbos, before he came out of Muxo, in Ksav Yodos, he came along and said, like a Shus Yitzchok, they came along the Chaznish, he can say, even though we argue the Mishnah Berurah, Lachal Ma'aseh B'Seim Mechal Mishnah Berurah. So I showed him the letters. The Ma'aseh now what's written in Archa Shabbos, what came out. He said the Ma'aseh, he brings down the time of the Kra. He says the B'chaim Knievsky explains that Lach is the Chumra of Haket. Whenever graph go to tilt on that side. That means with the B'chaim, the letters that we showed him, that's where the Ma'aseh written in Archa Shabbos. Came out to Haket. Over here, to be midin Chumra, not midin Kul over here. Another swarm I see now also point out, they wrote to B'chaim, they say this is said over here, that again, they're coming out that we have a responsibility to tilt on that side. By graph, Kamal Khanish is like a Moshe, you should go to Tiltum Netzad by case of a graph. One interesting writer I want to come from is our Sugin Kufem Gimel. The Mishnah over there says, Misal Kizatavlo or Menaris Atavlo. What comes after the Gemara is that Vihuda holds like Veshamai, and therefore a person should be Misalik. Masha Engim Shimon holds like Veshil, according to Tosfos, this is my Poli Be'emo, therefore go pick it up for Yadayim. Back to Rashba, Lemaisa, according to Vihuda Veshamai, why be Misal Kizatavlo for? Why take it off? Why are you doing it for? You have two tirotzim, one tirotzim, one sign off. Why it's there for Kaimai? A second thing he says, why it's a graf shovi'i? Graf shovi'i. Come on, Bechon, you want to point out. Again, why is he taking it off for? Misal to the tablo, from the Rajma second malach? Is it graf shovi'i? Graf shovi'i, take it off for your time. So again, the Rajma is saying, what is the case in the Mishnah that we're saying misal to the tablo? Why is it just saying take it off? Why? Because the graf shovi'i. And that what? Rav Shimon says, do you be daim? And Rav Yehuda says, what? Misalik is a tavlo. Why say that for? They want to point out, before we see clear, like the Rajma saying in Sugyo, or you saw it, that even the graph should read, go do, told to be a daim. Alright? So just two ways of answering back. First, even when the answer, the reason why you should be misalik is a tavlo, is because the Ritva, they point out, the Chor has a bayah, that the Chor ain't a graph like a chilo. And that's the reason why he's saying not to be sabach upon the heads of graph should read. Don't be something upon that, you know why? It ain't anything graphic at Chilo. The Ibn says, Binar, Misal Kitatavlo. Binar Kitatavlo. Or a second Malach, how the Pnei Shua, coming from his grandfather, Beginning Shloimel, says the same Yisoid, that we, Rashi the Sugya learns the case over here, is that not worry for Michael Behemo. So he's to argue that we pass against we worry for Michael Behemo in the Mishimin. Maisa, according to Rashi, what's Yisoid? Why can't pick up these Atzamas of Klippos? How can you go do that? So the Bach has his Malach, what's time the Beis Shammai is even more cool than the Mishimin. Come on, Pnei Shuan says, you know why? Because the case of Graf Shuri over here. Graf Shuri. Come on, Pnei Shuan says, and that's good for the Machlokes of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda over here held Eich Nami when you head to Graf Shuri, go do what? A tiltum min atzad. Masha Egin Shimon says, when you head to Graf Shuri, what's the lock? You don't know the muksa and pick it up, be a dayim. That means good for this Machlokes, you have to tiltum min atzad when you have Graf Shuri, says Pnei Shuan, that's Pshat according to Rashi in the Sigil, it's Machlokes of Yehuda Shimon. That means you want to say that if it's Hutru, if the Yisrael of Graf Shuri is Inimus or Mois came along the Pnei Shua and said, Machlokes are Sugyas. One, no, if you tilt them at Tad, the Machlokes are Yehuda Meshimin. If so, they point out, the feed this Pnei Shua, says it should be a Shabbat Chosim Shlom Azam, and it comes out of what? Pakarit. How do we pass the way Mokhsam? Like Rav Shimon. That means if Pnei Shua is saying what? According to Rav Shimon, you have a Graf Shuri, they can do tilt them at Tad. Rav Yehuda is saying, go do tilt them at Tad. We pass the way Shimon. I mean, if they should pass kening, do tilt to be a dime. Not like the Moshe. Not like the Chazanish. Go do tilt to be a dime. And then when the Esau of Shlomo Zalman said, Echanami, he said, what, go do? Go do, be a dime mamish. And they point up Shlomo Zalman, the Shitasa, you know why? Yod's in Chodshu. And Moshe of Shitasa, Yod's Chuyo. So this question, Chodshu versus Chuyo, and after meaning is, do you have to tilt to be a dime? Can you do, have to tilt to be a dime? Or no, should better go do tilt to be a dime? And again, the Archa Shabbos, bring down from Shmuel Orbach, like Taino, what right to Mechadish these Chumras over here, the Chor Yehetav, Graf, go do a Maisa B'Yedayim Mamish. So come out the Chor, we have a Machlokes HaShokol among the Paiskim. What the Loch over here is, should a person go to Tiltum B'Yedayim, L'Chadchilo, or go to Tiltum B'Natzad? They do point out, if you go with Malach, if Neishua says of Shlomo Zalman, I'm saying to go pick up B'Yedayim Mamish, the diaper, or the crumbs on the table, comes from his almonds, but that's only by Shabbos, but by Yontif you pass like a Yehuda. And if by Yontif come out, everyone agrees you have to do a case of tilt from that side. They point out, there's a real law before it's not that way, and tells for Islam and Ches. And those want to answer back that there's no real right for Neshua, if Neshua is saying Pshat and Rashi. But Tayshav Masi disagrees. Who says we pass like Rashi over here? Once I can the second Chaki over here, what is the story of Hutra Dechuyo? We've mentioned six Nafkaminas. One, you have to machma de goy, the sugi of chuyo, you have to machma de koton, she have imach erev Shabbos. If it's not kmina, should the person rather go cover it? If it's not kmina, is it Indian to be machmer or not? The sixth not kmina, should a person do tilt from the tzad? In every case, the machlokes, each one has rights to it. And the shaila, a shikla das question, what to go do? If you picked up a head to go pick it, it'd be ma'am, sure. We'll get to when he learns the, after he learns the loch, he has to take the graph back. It's going to be sif, lam, and hey. Well, that'll be Maghreb, I'm discussing it. We'll have to see that's a good. Start going through what's on the Shulchan Aruch. Start with Sif Chavzayin. Sif Chavzayin, it says, basically, when a person has a thomas eclipse on the table, has four separate halachas over here in Sif Chavzayin. As a halacha that Michael Etzroi to behemoth, halacha is not mukhsal. We have a second case where it's not roi for behemoths, and then the halachas go to near. We have a third halacha that if you have pas over here, then the klipas v'tzamis are bought to the pas, and you can go do til for mamish. We have a fourth halacha over here is, you need to talk with that can go be metal to the table itself. Those are four halachas over here. To go through the mekitzer. First halacha, when you have Michael behemo, the halacha is not mukhsar. Now, we not see yet sifchav kes, it's really sifchav kes, that what to find, do we have, we really have to answer, do we have behemoths, do we have this head to Michael behemoths? Number one, do we have animals around? And number two, if we have animals around, what's our, has to be our relationship to the animals? Do we have to plan to feed them? Something that people do feed, mezainas and lechel, and that gets back to look at sifchav kes. That means we have big mavuch, we'll get to next chaburah, on this question, what is the practical application to get to, do we have animals, and how do we have to relate to the animals? Now, it does say over here, this halacha that when it's Purim Sha'im Ban Kazayas, the halacha is if you have animals, Michael Behemo. If you don't have animals, the mice will be mukso. The question is, to apply it practically, we have crumbs on the table. So you can't push it with your hands. Stop doing the meal there, Chagav. So I want to know that the seed over here is, obviously, when people don't eat it. But let's say people eat crumbs. You see sometimes people during the meal, they'll pick it up and eat it, they have no problem with it, unless something spilled upon it. So those want tiny kochon, others want tiny. If it's b'shata sudo, there's no mukhs over here on the crumbs. Why? Because either some people actually like eating crumbs, or people don't mind eating crumbs, and they were still not eichel yet. And they were gummy hamis halacha very clue that proves shemim tonight is only Michael Bayman, not Michael Adam. They want to say yepi balabash about it. Number one, that tiny b'smana sudo, that's not so. Number two, some people save it, also is not so. Number three, people want tiny if it's a case of cake. It's also not tell people in my they'll say small pieces of cake, says the Kodeshani. You have to have a seichel to it. The Rav Kopp gets involved, holds the Shabbos with Shabbos, gets involved with the Shurim of Gezayas. Like Latam would be Machman Gezayas, and one time over here, still we have to make of Gezayas. The Olives today. I'm not sure if we go after Shurim of Gezayas per se. I think it just goes after the seichel over here of how people are Messiahs. Do you throw it out, don't throw it out? Again, the said over here in the Gate to Purim is. According to the time when people, after people finish eating, nice of it, then it's mukhsar. Same thing they point out in the Geta Tzamois. If the Tzamois are soft, people do eat, the Bialokha writes, shouldn't you test by fire? A vat is not mukhsar. So with hard bones that people don't eat, or you have bones that have moich inside, that has marrow inside, to eat it, a vat is not mukhsar here. Again, just have to, even their case in the Senate Shulchan Aruch, you have to apply it practically. So that's the first halacha. The second halacha is when a person is not roi for Michael Behema, either can have a case of klipas at tzamos that the Mishwur says, egoizim, or klipas at beitzim, or we have no animals around. The halacha is a person can be menaras the tavlo. Go shake off the tavlo, and therefore shake off, no problem. Come on, Mogarbam, it's a question. A very sadistic question. Maisa, you have these things in a muksa on top of your board. You're taking the board, you're shaking off the crumbs. That's called being metaltal muksa. You're being menara, that's true. But maisi, you put the abadah, the crumbs, put it down on the table. On the board over here. So look, we have a sugil basis. What in the world, or why in the world do you have a heter go be menara? We know the heter of near is either two times. When there's ister and heter, and the heter is more choshev, so the ister is command the lesser. Or we know in the case of shokach. Over here is a case of what? I'm eating, I put my shells down on my plate, says, mechava go be menara. What happened to the sugil basis? Come on, Maghav. Ramani has four tuotsim over here. First, he quotes places the first three tuotsim. In the time of Etzim, there is a sugya bosses, except bosses has its limitations. The first teretz he says, which for Etzim, the Ramban, and the Rajba, and the Ran, and the Ritual all come along and say the same inside, that since you put it on Shabbos, and you plan to move it on Shabbos, plan to take it off, there's no sugya bosses. Just like Kain, we heard it, we know already from Shin, Tez, Siv, Dalit, Machlokes, Rashi, Meitam, you put something on before Shabbos, you move it on Shabbos. there's no sugya of bosses. You also, if you put it on Shabbos, you plan to remove it on Shabbos, there's no sugya of bosses. A second mile from the Maghavim down from Taisus. And over here, Echnam, you put it down on your plate, but there's also Eichel on the plate. Echnam, it's bustle, it's letter. Bustle is letter, it has more kosher. You don't have the sugya of bosses, it can be minar. A third test means down from Taisus. And since I do not care exactly where it goes, it can go on my tabloid, on my plate, go all around the table over here, I don't really care. He says, since I don't really care, I'm not considered if I'm Meniach over here, which seems to be the concept like bosses back right. I don't really care where it goes. And since having a Shabbat, not the Chalas Sugil bosses. That means the first time Malcolm, all three of the two line places, I'm Bey and Dafez and Malaf. One time of Ezra is a Sugil boss on Shabbat, except not the Sikimto. You know why? Because it is head over here, or because I plan to remove it, or because I don't really care where it falls. Therefore, in this case, there's no boss at Menarat the Tablo. I tell Shani, the last turrets of the Mogarvom, he brings down the Balamor. Balamor comes from the Sugil by kind of the Umni. The Gemara brings down that a person has these bloodletting objects that's on top of the animal. We'll get back to Barichas. Over there, the Gemara says, you want to take it off the animal's back, Tzav Balachayin, for another reason, send the Gemara untied, let it fall down on top of the pillows. Top of the pillows. Ayla Maisa is, can be a case of Bittu Klima Chomei, so the law is, Komi Minar, shake it off on the pillows. Ayla Maisa is a question over here, on the pillows, Maisa, the boss on Shabbos, how can you shake it off? So Balamor's first territory says, you know why? Because there's no boss on Shabbos. There's no law for boss on Shabbos. The second tariff is you plan to remove it on Shabbos, like the other Rishonim. The first tariff is no bus on Shabbos. That means the question we ask the assumption there is a bus on Shabbos, we have to be Mahalchim, Kalam Balamor says there is no bus on Shabbos. No buses. So again, so this question, very sadistic, is there a bus on Shabbos? Be'ikli Rishonim says, yeah, Balamor says no. Now, again, we'll have to get back to this Indian over here, applying how they see this Indian bus on Shabbos, but it really comes out to be a third mahalach over here. Again, it's either Shem is mahalach, something you plan to remove, it's not a bus on Shabbos. We'll get the Tosfos Daf Mem Daled that says there is a bus on Shabbos, even if you plan to remove it. And then the Baal Mashi says there's no bus on Shabbos, three different cheeses among the Shem over here. Now, you have to realize this whole machlik is when you have creepers at top of your plate. Everyone agrees when you shake it off, however you're shaking it off, whatever head you have, once you have the plate, it's not mux at all. The only reason why we shake off something from your plate, Michovis, is mux on Shabbos, is Migi des Katsoy Ben Hashmashos, is Katsoy Lekuli Yomai. Over here, we're not on Ben Hashmashos. The evil of color day is after it's off, it's not a bosses. Everyone agrees it's not a bosses once it's off. Only when it's on, we have Machlech Yishem, is it a bosses or not? Balma says, not a bosses, other Yishem says, is a bosses. Halacha Maisa, come the the Mogavram over here does not bring down which way the Paskin places the Balamor. We'll get back to when we learn the Beis HaMavov, Mishmur and the Mogavram seem to Paskin Balamor. There's no Boston on Shabbos. No Boston on Shabbos. Now what does that mean there's no Boston on Shabbos? Everyone over here is an obvious question. The Gemara against it, black or white, Gemara is for Kitzur Shurei Kais. Shurei Kais is what? The Goy came to the house on Shabbos. He's drinking it. He has Perum, bread with some wine inside. Come to Gemara and said, how in the world be metalful like Rav Shuri? You know, it's Rav Shuri, look at Hilo. Ma baya. Bosses, no boss on Shabbos, going to the Balamor. The Gemara said the Chaznish, you have a Gemara against the Balamor. Remember the Chaznish? You saw the Chetzi bosses that we know already from the Locha in Simon Shintesib Dal, the Bia Locha from the Tiv Egev Taisvis. Come to the Chaznish and says from the Sugir Taisvis that we know certain things that near could be Mutter and Tiltal is Osir. Therefore, the case over here is Minar is the Tavlo. The Locha and Simon Shintesib Dal, where it's being Minar over there, where many times when Rashi is when you put something on before Shabbos, you plan to remove it on Shabbos. The Locha is what? How to remove it only through Nair. So you want to say, what's the side of this Balamar that we're passing like? The side is that Echonami Tiltal is also. The Mar says, Shur Kais, one of the Tavlo, place to place, as Rashi, let's Nia. Minar is the Tavlo, shake it off, then the Mice can be Mutter. Why is it Mutter because no Boston in the case of Shabbos? No Boston in the case of Shabbos. Which again, we'll have to, if that's so, you have a massive issue of how do we clean off our plates on Shabbos. Which again, we have to get back to. Because if you haven't come to be stomach upon the heter out any bus on Shabbos, that means you have plates with bones on top of it. You have to only shake it off. You can't be metalkal unless you have a heter of graf. Well, come along, if you want to say the getter of graf is moist mamish, and you want to be stomach on the reason why la metalkal out any bus on Shabbos, and only heter near, not the case of being total. That's and they point out that Chanish says it. The oil they say, that's the Mishnah Berurah himself. The portion of Mishnah Berurah we'll get to the Bialoch that Simon Shin Yud Siv Zayin. He says this Yisoid. At the end of Shin Yud, also the Mishnah Berurah seems to say the same Yisoid. That total also near the Mitzvah Motor. Who argues? The Magavam by us argues. Magavam is Sivkot Nun says before Teretz is no buses on Shabbos. The Sivkot Nun Beis, he discusses on the fourth case of the Mechab over here. Mechab says, what's the loch? He won the Tazot Tzarek Mekoimoy, no problem. Back to Magavam, Tzarek Mekoimoy. Lamai says, the buses, how can you go do that? Says Magavam, you know why? I answer ready Sivkot Nun, Ein Tzitzis Ein Balamor. I tell you, saying what the Balamor is saying, you want to do, pick up Tzarek Mekoimoy, do Tiltumen Tzad, says the Balamor, says the Magarvom, Maisha Smuter. They point out, this idea of Chetzi Boston, the Balamor, the Maisha would not work out, according to Magarvom. He's black, white, not that way. He's saying this question of being either Menaris Tavlo and Tzarek Mekoimoy, according to Balamor, is not a Kasha, no Boston Shabbos. But, so come along the Chuyah of Kasha, Kanu says, you have a Gemara against the Magarvam Lukhura. Lukhura, why by Shir Kaiser being more Machmur for? Why is Tiltal Mice also? But again, it comes out in this Balamor sheet that Ein Bosses on Shabbos, what does that mean? The way the Mishnah Berurah seems to go on the Kanu is very clear, it means Chetzi Bosses. The nearest more to Tiltal is also. Mashenkin, the Magarvam Ba'os is clearly not the way he's saying it's being Matur, side near, and side the Sugyo Tiltal Ben Asad.
If you learn everything is grass, then how do you look at the office?
So first we'll get to somebody's not mocking to your side. You have no head to graph. You have to learn what mocking to your side means. That means, example, let's say you go like Binyamin Zobah says, things in the kitchen, not enough to get a mocking to your side. Kitchen, you can live in the kitchen. You take your food in and out. Well, you get a mocking graph, is it Mois? Dining table is Mois?
See, the
Mois.
Short distance.
Again, you have to learn the klolim of how to apply it. Which is Mechaber? It's interesting. They point out Mechaber is not the word of a Graf Shuri in Simchom Zayin.
He doesn't, right?
Doesn't say that. Yeah. Why could it somewhere? So why didn't he?
Right.
So he held it was not in the Chilgit of Graf.
Right.
So our tables are not Graf, he's saying. Being, you want me to write it, we should be Machaber.
Right.
To Kasher. So who says you do have Ad? Mishabur says it's Allah, right?
Well, he says
Graf. Yeah. Well, yeah. That's Kuf Tesvav. Ad says, says, anyway, it was all together, you have Ad of Graf. He's the one who's doing on this Allah. According to the Aruch HaShulchan is Pasha that you have to. According to others, it's Chotra. Why do you have to? Why should you? Fine, that's again, that's the question. I think Goyi is the Chotra and the Chotra. Fine, again. So we have to get to find that also. Hopefully we'll get there today. Fine. Next thing over here, the third halacha over here is a halacha of a person has these atzamos on the table. That a mice not wearing mice behemo. Come on, the mechab brings down the halacha is bottle agva patch. You have on this table of bread. You have this table of atzamos. Klipa is what's the halacha? It's bottle, and you don't do near even. Nas table is when it's not bottle. When it is bottle, go to tell me now. You can go pick up the table. No problem here. Of course, is a beisayz who says from the Russian shuva. The guy wants first say the smack argues. Mice he points out the smack could be agrees. And therefore come along and says to the het over here. Now, the Magavam, when he brings down, explains the state of the het here is what? These are somewhat a bottle over here to the pass over here. And therefore it's commanded less the dummy. And therefore he can be metatl. The chiddush over here. The state over here is. And these are somewhat are very shvach, very grua, no chshivis over here at all. Passes of chosh v'zach over here. And therefore we don't see any klippis. We don't see any atzamas over here. Kain the Shabbos Oizen, we'll see the Mishbu and Simon Shinyud brings down. Let's say a person has a shtender. He has a pebble on the shtender. He has a here on the shtender. Now the shtender is a bosses to the here, a bosses to the pebble. He came in the whole time shtender. Says the Mishbu, something that's a bosses that is a frutos, it's not a bosses. The Holy Spirit of bosses is either I'm coming to Mishamish thing on top of it. That's just a joke. This is not coming to Mishamish that. There's no shaykhis. This is garbage. This is nothing. So Kain there. Is the same thing over here? These are some issues. Cleanness is really nothing over here. We have a path. Path is very cautious. If it's bottled, therefore not be metatal anything. Lochel Mice is brought down by the Mechaber Lavosh, the Sinyan, the Sivis, our Chasulkan, the Nishchai, brings down the side of Potl Akka of the path. The Mice, I looked around the swarm as my Nenu. I don't really see it brought down this Heter. I looked at the simple bottom, couldn't find it in Tulay Shabbos. I see the Archa Shabbos in the Malum in the back. He brings down, there is Nocha Heter, we have a Tzadah Sugya path. He kind of ends off the reason why he did not bring it down. Because anyway, we have the head to Tzarek Mekoimoy in all our cases of Tzarek Mekoimoy. So why get involved with what the lumps of the case of passes? Anyway, we don't need this head to because we are always Tzarek Mekoimoy, not like in those days. They obviously ate differently, and they do not have a head to Tzarek Mekoimoy. So I have a hard time really understanding the lumps. I see the mice, those who argue, come on, the Chazan just says, where the world are you getting this from? gave from this look at the Rosh comes the sugya of kikur tinnik. The gear by a case of a mace. So first of all, you have to know the story. The Rosh is l'chor l'shitasai that he applies halacha of kikur tinnik to more than just dafka mace. He took it to other cases also, like we had in Simchat Ches of Hey, by the case of klishim l'achil eser. They point out that l'chor mishmov they argue because the place can argue the Rashba argues. Who had the miyuchad mace? So what right to take it to the case over here of Aleph? Mace is not really the case of it is very different. You have a mace. You have a kick on top of it. You have a tinnik on top of it. So you're holding the muks in one box to another. So the Chanish, when they will to get the yisoid, that when they have a kavla, you have two things side by side, that some is the past, that some is the box of the past. That's very, very different than the kimta of the Gemara, when the Gemara is causing kick or tinnik. No one will tell you, says the Chanish, that you can pick up your asamis with bread on top. Because according to you, Rosh, you want top of it, you can. So why don't you do that? You have a asamis, put it bread on top, pick it up. Elamai, you're saying, what can you do? Pick up the tablet side by side. You come and kick a tinnik? No, that's mamish one top of another. What right has to be done one to another? Elamai, one had to cover the beers. Who says the same circular? I said, therefore, it's words are kosh lokal bizai. He said, anyone can make all scrap, other reasons. Zach Makoimai. But to make mitzvah salokal, he says, doesn't say where it's coming from. Oh, so the sugar over there by bosses is what they point out. That's not to be mizyach, the filter over here, mitzvah the chovesh. Not being mavat to the chetzot, like you yourself told me. The said over here is that, that the chetz is not here. Mavat is here. But make the chovesh be bot to have the thing on top of it, near the bot of the muksa. I'm sorry. This is bot of the siyachas to what the chovesh is holding on top of it. Here it's not that. Here's to make the muksa not be here at all. I don't do near, don't be near at all. To be metatal. Command the lesson, dummy, that we don't see from the Mishnah Berurah. This command the lesson negates the sugya of who's being Ushamashu. One Mishnah is another. Mashaykin over here, command the lesson, dummy. When do we see it? Moshe also, Shuva. What? He would not see Menara. In fact, the Makhtar Shekhar is Kasher. Said Shabbat says, we don't see Menara. Why don't we see Menara over here? We don't see Menara. Nothing to do with this sugya of Shintas. So they come along with this interesting word that here is even more of a druidic thing over here, and passing more choshev, and his mamash kiddelasso. The Moshe also has a tshuva in Archaim Chelakei. He writes, what's that over here? What's this lumsum? What's this over? So it says, poshid, a vada poshid, a also. So those mamash argue, the Chadish might argue, the Moshe might argue. So they point out, first, we don't really ever come out to this need for it. Anyway, we have the fourth heter, Tzarech Makarmai, and the lumps behind it, I don't see anyone really explaining it. And the Akhron grappled with it. I got my juicy, the Gedol Akhron bringing down Lachlamaisa. The Bush did, or Hashul Lachlamaisa did, the Mesimus did. The question is, how does it exactly work? It does not fit with any of our Kol Masova that we learned with. And the words of the Chanish, there's no Makar in any Sugya for the Rosh. The Rosh being Madam the Sugya Kikha Tinnik, who there's no Dimion over here. Now, you could say a Makar where he's getting it from is really the sugya of Shira Kais. And it's not me saying it, Magavam in when he brings down the lacha of Shira Kais, the question is the Gemara brings down in the Gemara Be'ah that says, can you write a Kais to Yatsun Shabbos? One man Yom says he can't invite a Kais, another man Yom says he cannot invite a Kais. Why cannot invite a Kais? Because he'll make a graph, and it's a graph, the hatchila, and then cannot top of the kli says the pure lechem from yainessa that's also by no on Shabbos. The ma'aser, the Gemara paskins that we can invite a guy. We can invite a guy. The ma'aser would have to sugya in the graph of hatchila. What happens to the sugya? How can you invite a guy? The local ma'aser simin shidchavei siv alcham mecham paskins. We can't invite a guy like the Gemara paskins. Aye, what happened to the Gemara? Ma'aser, why can't we invite them? Says the Mishbura, coming from Mogar Ram, coming from the Taisvis, it says, you know why? Because the sugar of Shura Kais inside the Kais, these little perum inside a bottle. Come on, the lesser dummy. Just like I said in the Shtender, you have these pebbles don't count, these tires don't count. There's a little bit of bread and a little bit of wine inside the mice in this bottle. Come on, the lesser dummy. Says the Mogar Ram, you know where I got it from? He says, Shimon Shedchas, Siv Chav Zayin. Machab over here says this idea, the idea of Bittel. That means, again, so we do see that there is a concept of Bittel, even the thing itself, come on, the lesser. But there is a chiddush over here. Again, the case over there is you're holding the cup with the prum inside. That's command the lesson. Came along the mechaber and says, no, that only even when you had the plate without someone inside, which is not command the lesson, we have the pas inside, then it's command the lesson. Again, he's extending the side. That means the side we can't have. We do pas in a way when you have a stender with your pebbles on top. That we do have a tesis. That we have in the case of shura kais, and that's why Mishmur says we do not pas like the man the yom says he cannot bind the Shabbos. Why there is he side of bittel over here? That's when you're holding the cup, and these two are my commander lesser. pointing, you just have to wash them out, clean out the pruim, but that's the mamish nochshivas over here to it. So again, the said we have, but applied to our case, that's what a chun mafakfik upon. On the tzan to be mekel, when to be mekel, does the pas have to be the first, or can the pas come even second? That's the maisa oil to the magaram, migdan the machloikis, osteris rosh, rosh and tshuva, first one the rosh and says a beya, a tshuva tzal that comes second, the maisa goes over its bottle, mashenkin the rosh and tshuva says, in the singing beya, says that's come first. A local maisa, if you want to go with mekel of what to go to, maisa the chsam sefer over here on the side, it says your bread, or not after bread, your fork or spoon or knife has to come first. So Hashem, the Mishmuit, he's mitzal fakir. Echnami, even if it comes second, might be samech on the makilim. That means on the tzafim mekel, the chassam soif is mitzad to be machmer on this question, has to come first, and the Mishmuit mitzad to be mekel over here. Now, to get back to the, we see the yisoid over here, the Chanish is saying, not Chanish, the Mishmuit and Magavam is saying, what's the yisoid of Shurei Kais? The reason why we pass in this motor is because we're not making a graph, because there is no graph command lesson. So let's get involved with the sugya of English graph of Chachilo. What does that mean? The question of the Olam is, it's a lot of Siflam Vav, Siflam Zayin, is that first you cannot make a graph. So the obvious question is, how in the world do we ever eat on Shabbos? How do we eat chicken? And put our bones down, we just made a graph. That has, let's say you ate it well, there's no piece of meat upon it. Well, those one time there's a little bit of a piece of meat left on top of it, it's command lesson, don't mean. How do you do that? How does a person ever eat sunflower seeds to put the shells down? I made a graph, pistachio nuts, put the shells down over here, you peel eggs. How do you ever do that? How do we eat? We eat. Everyone does. How in the world do you do that? Einos and graph l'chatchilo. So first, the idea of einos and graph l'chatchilo is only, says Achoinim, the Poskim, is only when you be semich on the heta of graph shuri. Let's say you want to eat and you can put your shells down and not move out graph shuri. There's no issa making a graph. This is, don't make a graph to move them, it's not a graph. If you're going to put it down and just leave it and walk away, there's no issa making a graph. This is making graph and metal metal sugar graph. That's one thing that Achoinim say. Second, I say, not only that, taking it a step further, let's take a move of mitzvah, take a knife, do tiltum natzat. Also, we're not being semach on the heter of graf, we're semach on the heter of nir, semach on the heter of tiltum natzat, sarf tov heter, according to Mishnah Berurah. So, first, the chumra of enos and graf al-achil is meaning when you're being semach on the heter of graf. If you're being metatl any other heter, there's no issue making graf. That's aleph. The chumra is very clear about that. Fine, but sometimes we're cleaning off the table, we're doing mamash picking up a dime, how can we go do that? So, come on, those who want tiny one, you say, very simply, so come on, Shabbazam, it says, this Indian is when you're not coming to make a graph, you're coming to eat. That's not called making graph or chatchilo. The Gemara's case is when it says in a graph, we have an end of kufam gimel. It's better than you eat, the Chana points out separately, put things down here and here. You lahachad made a pile to someone make a graph together. That's making a graph to go move. I mean, that was not the derech of eating. If you eat the normal way of eating, what are you doing? You're eating and not making a graph. Afterwards, oh my gosh, there are shells here. How to get rid of it? It's not a graph. That means you did not make it to make a graph. You just, I'm eating, and I have shells over here. I have bones over here. I have things over here. So send them to the safe, I'll bring you a chlorio. The Gemara says, how in the world are we allowed to have plates over here? And go move them. Korab Nechemio, you can only make Ikitash Misho, Itash Bidurakal, Itash Bidurakal, Miyuchod, Rashi and Doisvis. What's the answer? The Gemara answers, graph Shari. Well, you know you're going to have a graph. That's how you move the plates afterwards. You know what? Because that's what you do. You have plates over here. And you eat. And those left over, you have plates. You move out there to a graph. Anything that's a normal thing to go do is not nichol the chum of oitzig graf l'chatchilo. The expression cannot do. That's a normal thing. Oh, then we get the kashas. But might say that's a montana, and therefore the biggest farm seem to go this malach. The Shabbos, the Shmuel, others, some say it's posh that way, some say more of the chiddush that way. They said we have oitzig graf l'chatchilo, meaning to make graf mitzar, to move it. So again, Metzadik Mo Kufim Gimel, again, the Orcha Shabbos says that means they did it by Yedayim Mamish to put it together, and that was not the derech of eating, says Orcha Shabbos. But the question is really two sugyas. One is, right, the case of Yenegel Vasser, Yulamayim Achoinim, Kamal the Bialocha, and Simon Shin Lamaches of Ches. Kamal says, how in the world is a person going to be Metaltal the Negel Vasser in the morning, the Mayim Achoinim, I'm the Maise Tzabaya over here. So you want to answer, what's the sugya mitzad? In graph like chilo. So you get the valve mitzad, the sugya in its graph, how to adopt it. What? That's his teretz, it's one of his chorotim. That's how he answered, but he's getting valve in its graph. That's not, we'll get to all the chorotim and answer what he's saying. But first, this question, he has a bayah mitzad in its graph like chilo. come along the Archa Shabbat, people say, ask upon himself, well, that's a normal thing to go do. We do Negelwasser. We do Maimar Kohen. No one's coming to make a pile. Oh, let's go move it. What in the world is Mishim Guru over here asking? What's his whole question? That's Derek. That's what we do over here. Everyone knows Maimar Kohen Mechleva, right? That's what you want to say. You're waiting for that. So, L'chor, just to answer maybe this, they don't answer the question, but I think it's very different. In the case over here, we have coming to eat. Coming to eat, oh my gosh, I'm at some place. What is my Kodim and Til Sadai Mechalasar? That is, I'm coming to take off dirt. I'm coming to take off Rokhro. I'm coming to take, to move Mukhsa. And now what? I should have done in the basin. I should have done in the sink. I did in the basin. My whole Pula is person, what am I doing? When I'm eating, you tell the person, I am eating. I'm not making a graph. I don't care about the graph. That's not my association. An hour later, I have phones over here. What do you want from me? When the Iskin person, what am I doing? I'm doing a Negavas. I'm taking off the road. I'm moving dirt. Bad things over here. I'm being Isik, what? With getting rid of bad things. You're Isik with it? No, well, it's in front of you. You want to be graph. So Yesh L'chalik, maybe over here when you're saying I'm being moving Mukhsa, I mean, when Talta Dava Mois Miyodai, maybe that's Nichol again Isik Graf L'chilo. But the case is that the Sigishvoy, without the Bialocha, is Shira Kais. Someone comes to the house, he drinks from a cup, he puts his bread inside, he has a prune left inside, he has some wine inside. That's what people do. That's what Goyim do. That's what people are assuming they can go do. That's called the Derech. So why in the world is Nichol again Isik Graf L'chilo? That's what a person goes to go do. So mice again, we pass from the locker is that we can invite a goy. Says the Chadnish, you know why you can't invite a goy? You know why? That's good for the reason why you pass that way. Because this is not Nichol Isik Graf L'chilo, because you're doing the Derech. Forget, this cash says the Chadnish, forget, that's why we pass in Nalak, this Mandi Omar. Because not Nichol Nigel Isik Graf L'chilo. That's Chadnish. They point out, he's mentioned just beforehand, the Shmuel called the Magarab, that's not the side of the Hatter. Why is the Mutter? Because it's bottle, the Purim commander lesser dummy. Doesn't count, and therefore it's not a bustle over here. I mean, there is a question, why do we pass, we have Machlis Gemara, that one man the Yama says he can invite a great for Shabbos, one man the Yama says he can't. Why do we pass he can? What's the study of the Machlis? Chanish says, he says the Machlis is this question, what's the point of Oysen Graf and Hatchilo? Chanish says, that's not Oysen Graf, that's the Derech. Rishmur says, no, it is Oysen Graf, except it's not a graph, it's bottle, commander lessons, it's a Purim over here. According to him, if so, back to the question, this is the Derech over here. Come along with the Shittim Kupetzis and the Sugyan Bey and he asks this question, he answers the difference. Anus and Graf is things, what there's no need for you to go do. Why in the world are you doing it for? Why are you inviting a for? It's not what started. Why go do it for? The words of Archa Shabbos is, people invite to Shabbos, people go in. People do that, it's very strange. Do something strange. The only you have to eat, everyone has to eat. Everyone has to go do that. That's Keim Chayenu. When Mai says, like Goyim, what Shaykh is? Okay, Inza, the way I look at how it's brought down from the Rashi and the Sugya, the Maestro, why invite him today on Shabbos? Invite him on Shishi, invite him on Sunday in Rishon. Why on Shabbos for? So Shabbos is all passed. So the thing you said over there, they're saying that the whole Isser, the innocent Grav Rachila and the Sugya is, we don't going to be marked over there, because the Maestro, what you're doing is no Tzarek. Somebody that has a Tzarek, the Maestro, a person, a Chanami, has had to go do on Shabbos, because that's Derech Achilasa. Derech is no way of doing things when it's Tzarech and it's Mutter. An interesting Nachkamin of Groth Malach of the Rashi for the Shittim of Kavetas, Kamal Hashem Yonison says, let's say you have a kid, 5 months old, you're changing the kid's diaper over here, you take it out, you have the graph right now. Now, 5 months old kid does not move, does not turn over, not check over, he stays over there. You have the graph. Can you put it down? Put on the clean diaper? No, you have the graph in your hand right now. And the whole you have to go put it into the garbage away from you, and then come back and put the clean diaper underneath the kid. If you go to the Yisrael, it's Shalei L'Tzarech. Why are you doing that for? Well, there's no Tzarech to go do that. Why? If you go there, because that's no way, that's all you do during the week. Like the Chaznish, and the Chlam, you can put the diaper down. He says, if you go to Rishaynim, the Raj, but the Shittim Gubetzes, and the Chodeshonim, others you want to go with, if so, L'Chor, you have no head to put the diaper down. Now, when it gets older, they try to run away in the Chlami, then there's a Tzarech over there. And you know, it's hard to catch them, it's not that funny to run around with nothing on. They can do things. Maisa, when they're 5 months old, the chorus in the Chodesh Shani, then the Shami Yonison, then the chorus is no heter to put the diaper on the one we might wear. Chorus, you're being metalted for no reason over here. You ever change the diaper?
Either way, being
what?
Either way, being metalted.
I know, but it's in your hand already. It wants to be other, you can do whatever you want. You're putting it down, you say it now, and the Graf Shari, who says you have a heter for that? That's what's the tiny, that's the Sarachim. Or the way Al-Biyashu says, when you're eating by the table, you have an option. Let's say you're by the table, you can either put it down on your plate, or that be a garbage next to you. You want to tie it. If you don't care if you put it here or put it there, according to Mahalach, Shlo L'Tzarech, we also. According to Derek, Ma'is V'Mutter. Pashut Nafka Mino. If you have a garbage next to you, do you have a head to put it down in front of you? That's what Mahalach L'Ma'is going with. But Ma'is, but it does come out, this Balabach, we do have the head over here, Eisig Graf, Eisig Graf, when that's the Derek over here. The question is how far do you take it when Shlo L'Tzarech in the case of Dafka went to the fire. Just the last point over here, in the Eisig Graf, Achila, Sif, Lam, Zayin, is more than Lama's Vavam Bay is being down in Machloikis, not Machloikis, the case of Abaya and Rabba when it's raining inside his house, or on top of the Rechaim, and started making over here something that's dirty. So the Gemara has a question, the Gemara says, what should you go do? He told Abaya, go put his bed there, and then he can go save his matzah that was in, and he Maisa didn't listen, and he deserves his punishment. In fact, Tayshis over there, and the Maisa, Ein Eitzi Graf Nachat Chilo, how can you make a Mokum Diyu Asoi? Ein Eitzi Graf Nachat Chilo. Tell you that two Tzim. Either we have a Hetzir Mitzab Seidel, of Tzavsev, or we have a Hetzir because we're ready for the Yevet. Things are dropping in already. That's the Master is right now. How do we pack in the two Tzim of Tzim? Says it be a lot by us, Ziflam and Vav. That the Rechosh of all Tzim. We, the Machabre, has to be number one by the Yevet. And number two, a case of the Hefzid. We need both Tzim to be Semichon to do a Graf Nachat Chilo. Again, either we need Hefzid, plus the case where the weather dropping in. Both of them over here. Come on, the Mishavua, by the case of Negelwasser. And he has a Shiloh of Einoisin Graf Lechachilo. Halamais can be taught to Negelwasser or Yimai Machoinim over here. So he says, in the Sigur there, when it's raining inside, he says, look in the Torah, Machoinim's Torah on the Rambam. If you have a Heter, it says, Einoisin Graf, go put your bucket over there. Go in the Torah, the Maisi have a Heter, go in the Rambam, you don't have a Heter over here. Come on, the Mishnebu, it says, Mokam and Chak, like my Machoinim, maybe the Minigal Ilm is Samech upon the Torah. The law is that even in the case of just a case of B'di'evet, that's enough to be Michael. You do not need the Sugim Hefzid. I mean, a Gamda B'Alacha by us says in Hefzid, and in the case of B'di'evet, B'Alacha in the Alacha by my Machoinim says, Mokam and Chak, may the Minigal Ilm is Samech upon the Torah, the law is B'di'evet is enough. Some of the Machoinim point out, what's B'di'evet? I didn't wash my hands yet. I didn't do my Machoinim yet. Why didn't that tell me the Evid? I didn't do it yet. Says the Shmir Shabbat Kol, so you know why? Because those things you have to go do. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows you have to Maimar Chayim. Everyone knows you have to go to Negel Asr. Agama's not done yet. That's Pshad the Mishnah Berurah, Nichol Negedah B'di Evid, says the Shmir Shabbat. That's his answer, how you can move Maimar Chayim. My other way is just why we can move Maimar Chayim. Even the second day of the Mishnah Berurah, why it's only Sugar Ruchnius, not Nichol Sugar Gashmius. Who says Nichol Sugar of any Bayah moving at all? Agama, those other Mepakek Makarit, Ruchnius. It's even worse. Chamiras Kantam Yisrua, says the Minyam Zilber. Or Anochem Alach, they want Taino. Those who just want to argue the Mishnah Berurah, they'll say with Taino, what means? That's an Anogo. That's what we all go do. The argument, I don't understand. Why is that Anogo? It depends what sheet. Yeah, according to this Malach, you're right. Maisa, numerous from come along, Taino, Liashu says, what do you mean saying it has no use? Go wash your toilet bowl with it. Go wash the stink out of it. It has a use over here. Why is it saying it's Mokh Makh Skufoy? Those ones are just packed with the whole Matthias over here. Someone say, yeah, that's a graph over here. I mean, is that a graph? The Maisa, numerous ways to answer it. We don't seem to be worried about this for different reasons. Why? Well, Maisa, again, but we do see sentence from this Via Loko. He says, maybe Mokh Makh Chak, with some of this one third. Now this time I'm fact upon the whole Yisrael over here that either Mishmu himself says Ruchni is not necessarily the sugya of making a graph, although the Tanya, even if it is, we have a use out of it. We can technically use it on Shabbos. We can mice and wash things with it, so it should not be a problem. Well, in Benzership, next time we'll finish off the sugya of graph.
Why is my machine?